ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم وقال الله تبارك وتعالى كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور قابل احترام بزرگوں بھائیوں اور دوستوں اللہ جل جلالہ امن والہ نے اس پورے عالم کو اور پوری دنیا کو اور تمام مخلوقات کو تنے تنہا اللہ نے اپنی قدرت سے پیدا فرمایا ہے اور پیدا فرمانے کے بعد اس وقت میں پورے نظام کو اللہ اپنی قدرت سے چلا رہے ہیں. کوئی چیز اللہ کی قدرت سے اور اللہ کی پکڑ سے باہر نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم نحمدہ و نصلی علی رسول کریم اندر اسپیکٹ گیس ٹو سے that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator. This whole world, this whole universe and everything that we've seen between has been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after creating this whole universe, everything is in the command and the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is operating by the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing is out of the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
تمام مخلوقات کو اللہ نے پیدا کیا ہے اور اس کی پوری گنتی اللہ کے پاس ہے. ہر مخلوق کی ہر قسم کی کتنی عادت کتنی تعداد بڑے بڑے جانوروں سے لے کر چھوٹے چھوٹے کیڑوں تک کی تعداد کو بھی اللہ جانتے ہیں اور حق تعالی شانہ سب پر اللہ کی نگاہ ہے اور سب کو اللہ روزی دیتے ہیں. سبحان من قسم الرزق ولم ينس احدا سبحان من خلق الخلق فاحصاهم عددا سبحان من قسم الرزق ولم ينس احدا وہ اللہ جس نے تمام مخلوق کو اپنی قدرت سے پیدا کیا ہے اور ان سب کی تعداد کو وہ جانتا ہے اور وہ پاک ذات جس روزی کو تقسیم کرتا ہے اور کسی ایک کو بھی اللہ بھولتا نہیں ہے, ہر ایک کو اس کے وقت پر اللہ اس کی روزی پہنچاتا ہے.
So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the creator. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows what He has created. Every single creature is in the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows the numbers of them. He knows how many they are. He knows where they are. He knows what the needs are. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after creating them, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala doesn't forget. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what the creation is. From the largest creation throughout the universe to the smallest and minutest of creatures, the bacteria. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows how many they are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what their needs are. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fulfilling their needs and their desires accordingly.
پورے نظام کو اور پوری کائنات کو حق تعالی شانہ نے اپنی قدرت سے پیدا کیا ہے. کچھ نہیں تھا, تنے تنہا ایک اللہ کی ذات تھی, ہمیشہ سے اللہ کی ذات تھی, کچھ نہیں تھا. حق تعالی شانہ نے ارادہ فرمایا کہ میں اپنا تعارف اپنی مخلوق کے سامنے کروں. تو اللہ نے پھر اس پوری زمین کو بچھایا, آسمان کو قائم کیا, سورج چاند ستارے دریا پہاڑ یہ سب اللہ نے اپنے قدرت سے بنایا. پھر تمام جانوروں کو اللہ نے اپنے قدرت سے بنایا. اس کے بنانے کے لیے حق تعالی شانہ کو किसी से न मदद की जरूरत पेश आई, न किसी से मशवरा की जरूरत पेश आई, सब कुछ तने तनहा उसने किया। इन सब के बनाने के बाद अल्लाह ने एक मखलूक इंसान को पैदा फरमाया, और इस पूरी कायनात जितनी है उसकी बुनियाद अल्लाह ने इस इंसान पर रख दी कि ये सारी मखलूकात मैंने बनाई, लेकिन इस जमीन और आसमान की मास्टर की जिसे कहा जाता है, जिसकी बुनियाद पर पूरे फैसले जमीन और आसमान में आएंगे, और जो कुछ भी जमीन और आसमान में जो कुछ होगा वो इस इंसान के इर्द गिर्द घूमेगा, और इस इंसान को अल्लाह ने बनाया। और फिर हक तआला शान ने फरमाया, ए इंसान, ये सारी कायनात, ये जमीन, ये आसमान, ये सितारे, ये सूरज, ये चांद, ये सितारे, और ये जितने जमीन के अंदर, जमीन के नीचे जितनी मखलूकात है, जमीन और आसमान के दरमियान में जो मखलूकात है, पहाड़ों की खो में जो मखलूकात है, समंदर की तह में जो मखलूकात है, ऊपर जो मखलूकात है, ये सब कुछ मैंने तेरे लिए बनाया है, और ए इंसान, तुझे मैंने अपने लिए बनाया।
अल्लाह तबारक व तआला इज द क्रिएटर एंड एवरीथिंग हैज बीन क्रिएटेड बाय अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला। व्हेन देयर वाज नथिंग, देयर वाज अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला, एंड अल्लाह तबारक व तआला वाज द हिडन ट्रेजर, एंड अल्लाह सुभानहू व तआला वांटेड टू बी नोन। So Allah Taala created the earth, to flatten the earth. Then Allah Taala created the mountains on top of that and put the pegs into the earth as the mountains. And then created the whole earth as we know it today with all the trees and all the plants and animals. And Allah Taala created all the stars and all the things that we see in the night sky. All of this creation was created by Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala. And in creating so, Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala done this by His Qudrat. And didn't need any partners, and didn't need any advice from anybody. That what should I make, or how should I make that? And after creating all of these things, then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala created mankind, and sent mankind into this dunya. And all of this creation was created for the service of mankind. All of this creation was presented and was created for the service of mankind. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Taala created mankind for Himself.
इस पूरी कायनात में से इस इंसान को अल्लाह ने अपने लिए चुना है। बाकी पूरी कायनात के मुताबिक कह दिया ये तेरे लिए, और पूरी कायनात की कीमत ये जमीन जब से बनी और जब खत्म हो जाएगी, जितने खजाने, जितनी जो जो चीजें आई है, ये पूरी दुनिया की कीमत हक तआला शानो ने फरमाया, अगर मेरे नजदीक एक मच्छर के पर के बराबर होती, एक मच्छर के पर के बराबर होती, तो मैं दुनिया में किसी काफिर को एक घूंट पानी न देता। लौ कानत दुनिया तादलु इंदल्लाहि जनाह बौदा मा सका मिनहा काफिरुन शुरबतमा। इस पूरी कायनात की कीमत अगर मेरे नजदीक एक मच्छर के पर के बराबर होती, तो मैं पूरी कायनात में से किसी काफिर को एक घूंट पानी न देता। लेकिन ये सब मिल रहा है उसे, इसके माना ये है कि पूरी कायनात बनाने के बाद अल्लाह ने इसका भाव बता दिया, इसकी कीमत बता दी, कि इसकी कीमत मेरे नजदीक एक मच्छर के पर के बराबर नहीं। लेकिन ए इंसान, तेरे पास दो सरमाए हैं, एक वो है जो मैंने बनाया है जिसे कायनाती सरमाया कहा जाता है, और एक वो है जो तेरे बदन से निकलने वाले आमाल है। तेरी आंख अमल करती है, तेरी जबान अमल करती है, तेरा हाथ अमल करता है, तेरा पांव अमल करता है, तेरे बदन से निकलने वाला जो भी अमल है, ये एक सरमाया है। कायनात की कीमत मैंने तुझे बता दी कि मच्छर के पर के बराबर नहीं, लेकिन इंसान, तेरे बदन से निकलने वाला जो सरमाया है, जो अमल है, मेरे नजदीक वो बहुत ज्यादा कीमती है। तेरी जबान का हर बोल, इसलिए पूरे कायनात के जितने फैसले हैं, इस दुनिया में जो कुछ होगा, राहत होगी, तकलीफ होगी, फसादात होंगे, अमन होगा, सैलाब आएंगे और बारिशें बढ़ेगी, आपस में लड़ाइयां होगी, आपस में बदअमनी होगी, आपस में मोहब्बतें होगी, ये सारे जितने फैसले आसमान से तेरे पास आएंगे, और इस दुनिया में जो कुछ होगा, ये मुल्क और माल से मैंने नहीं जोड़ा, ए इंसान, तेरे बदन से निकलने वाले आमाल के साथ जोड़ा है। تیرے بدن سے نکلنے والے اعمال جیسے ہوں گے ویسے آسمان سے فیصلے آئیں گے. اس کے پوری کائنات کی قیمت اس بنانے والے کے نزدیک مچھر کے پر کے برابر نہیں ہے. لیکن اسے وہی کہہ رہا ہے, انسان تیرے بدن سے نکلنے والا عمل اتنا قیمتی ہے کہ زمین, آسمان, سورج, چاند, ستارے, دریا, پہاڑ, ان سب سے زیادہ قیمتی اور طاقت اور عمل انسان تیرے بدن سے نکلنے والا عمل.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the universe. And all the things that we see around us are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all the treasures on the face of the earth, and the mountains, and the forests, and the depths of the oceans, and the sky, all these treasures are at the service of mankind. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind for his own service, for himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet Rasul told us, what is the value? The value of all that creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the value of all the treasures on the face of the earth, the value of all the things that mankind in fact treasures. And it says in the words to the effect for it is that if the value of all of the treasures of the face of the earth, all the things of this whole dunya, is not even equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the wing of a mosquito. And if it had even that much value, that all this world and this creation of this dunya had even that much value as the wing of a mosquito, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not even give the non-Muslim the glass of water to drink. So all of this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah created, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put zero value to that. There's no value. Then what has value? There are two capitals, the two assets mankind actually has. One is the assets that are around him that he works upon. These are the material things that a person thinks that if I achieve these, I'll be able to progress. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already mentioned, we've already mentioned in this hadith, that it has no value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest asset that mankind has is the asset that is internal, that asset of amal. Because the amal is powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the amal of mankind powerful. Those actions of the eyes, those actions of the hands, those actions of the feet, those actions of the tongue, these are more powerful than the mountains and the oceans and the rivers and the sun and all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's those actions upon which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bases his decisions, the decisions of the conditions on the face of the earth, whether there will be enmity and animosity, or whether there will be security, whether there will be respect and honor, whether there will be disgrace, whether there will be health and happiness, or whether there will be sickness, or whatever other difficulties upon the people. All those conditions are based upon the amal that's in mankind. And so two assets mankind has. One is the assets that are around him that have no value, and one is the asset which is within him, which is his own amal, which has great value in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
حدیث پاک میں فرمایا جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے کہ جب حق تعالی شانہ نے ان پہاڑوں کو پیدا فرمایا, بڑے بڑے پہاڑ, بڑے اونچے اونچے پہاڑ, چوڑے پہاڑ, جب فرشتوں نے ان پہاڑوں کو دیکھا تو فرشتوں نے باری تعالیٰ سے پوچھا کہ باری تعالیٰ, ان پہاڑوں سے زیادہ کوئی طاقتور چیز آپ نے بنائی؟ حق تعالیٰ شانہ نے باری تعالیٰ نے فرمایا, ہاں میں نے اس سے زیادہ طاقتور چیز بنائی. فرشتوں نے پوچھا, مالک وہ کیا؟ فرمایا, آپ لوہا ان پہاڑوں سے زیادہ طاقتور. پھر فرشتوں نے پوچھا باری تعالیٰ, لوہے سے زیادہ کوئی طاقتور چیز آپ نے بنائی؟ تو باری تعالیٰ نے فرمایا, ہاں میں نے لوہے سے زیادہ طاقتور چیز آگ کو بنایا ہے, آگ اس سے زیادہ طاقتور ہے. پھر فرشتوں نے پوچھا باری تعالیٰ, آگ سے زیادہ کوئی طاقتور چیز آپ نے بنائی؟ فرمایا, ہاں میں نے پانی بنایا جو آگ سے زیادہ طاقتور ہے. پھر فرشتوں نے پوچھا کہ باری تعالیٰ, پانی سے زیادہ کوئی طاقتور چیز آپ نے بنائی ہے؟ فرمایا, ہاں پانی سے زیادہ طاقتور چیز ہوا میں نے بنائی ہے. پھر فرشتوں نے پوچھا باری تعالیٰ, ہوا سے زیادہ کوئی طاقتور چیز آپ نے بنائی ہے؟ فرمایا, ہاں ایمان والے کے داہنے ہاتھ کا صدقہ, یہ ایک سب سے زیادہ طاقتور ہے. پوری کائنات کی تمام طاقتور چیزوں کے مقابلے میں اللہ کے نبی فرماتے ہیں, ایمان والے کے ہاتھ کا صدقہ. صدقے میں یہ نہیں کہتے ایک کروڑ کا صدقہ, یہ نہیں فرما رہے ہیں کہ ایک لاکھ کا صدقہ, چاہے کھجور کا ٹکڑا ہو, लेकिन ईमान वाले के हाथ का सदका इन तमाम चीजों से ज्यादा ताकतवर है.
So when Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala created the creation of the earth and put the mountains as pegs on the face of the earth. And so the angels said that look how powerful these mountains are. The earth was moving and now the mountains have been pegged into the ground and they're holding the earth from moving. Is there anything stronger than that? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, yes, I've created something that's more powerful than the mountains. And what is that? They asked. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, that is iron and steel. That can cut through the mountains. They say, Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is there anything stronger than the iron and steel that you've created? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, yes. That's stronger than the iron and steel, I've created fire, which can melt that, melt the mountains, or melt the iron and melt the steel. They say, Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is there anything that's more powerful than that? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, yes. More powerful than the fire is the water, which can put out that fire and move things as well. I said, Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, is there anything that's more powerful than water? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, yes, I've created the wind, that the wind can lift the water and move it from place to place. The wind move these things. Such a powerful creation of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the wind and the storm. I said, Ya Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, such powerful creations of makhluk, is there anything more powerful and stronger than that? And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, yes. Stronger than all of these creations, as we mentioned, is the sadaqah of a mu'min. Sadaqah of a mu'min, what does that mean? Does it mean that a person has to give $1 million sadaqah? Or even $1,000 of sadaqah? But a person with iman gives even a part of a day, a sadaqah, is more powerful than all of this creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the elements that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has created.
Mere bhai aur dosto, इंसान के बदन में जो अल्लाह ने इंसान को दिया है, इंसान के बदन से निकलने वाला अमल, ये तमाम जमीन और आसमान की तमाम चीज़ों से ज़्यादा ताकतवर है. और इसके अमल की बुनियाद पर इसके अल्लाह ने पूरे कायनात के निज़ाम को इंसान के बदन से निकलने वाले अमाल के साथ जोड़ा. जो भी आप खुशी, राहत, इत्मीनान, सुकून, मुसीबत, परेशानी, बीमारी, लड़ाइयाँ, झगड़े, ये जो कुछ है आसमान से जो फैसले आते हैं इंसानों के बदन से निकलने वाले आमाल पर अल्लाह की तरफ से दुनिया में फैसले आते हैं.
So the most powerful asset Allah Subhanahu wa Taala has given, as we mentioned, is that amal of a person, because it's the amal of a person that drives the conditions that are around him, whether happiness or sadness, or respect or disgrace, or honor, or sickness and health. All of the conditions on the face of the earth, individually and collectively, all of these conditions are based upon the amal that's in a person's life.
इसलिए दुनिया में जब से दुनिया बनी है और नूह अलैहिस्सलाम के जमाने से जब ये शिर्क शुरू हुआ उस वक्त से लेकर आज तक दो आवाजें दुनिया में चलती हैं. एक आवाज उन अंधे इंसानों की है जिनके कम इल्मी, कम समझ, नाकिसुल अक्ल, सारी कमजोरियों के बावजूद जिन्होंने अपनी मर्जी से, अपनी अकल से एक रास्ता बनाया है. एक आवाज उनकी, एक आवाज अक्ताला शान होने नबियों को भेजकर उन नबियों को अपना इल्म दिया, वो अल्लाह जिसका इल्म कामिल है. इंसान इसका इल्म है, इसकी हर चीज नाकिस, हर चीज नाकिस. उसकी देखने की ताकत, मैं अर्ज किया करता हूं, जैसे देखने की ताकत, मैं अभी सामने देख रहा हूं एक तरफ बिल्कुल, ऊपर से मैं अंधा हूं, नीचे से मैं अंधा हूं, दाएं से मैं अंधा हूं, बाएं से मैं अंधा हूं, पीछे से मैं अंधा. पांच लाइनों से अंधा इंसान एक तरफ देखता है. इल्म इसका इतना कमजोर, इतना नाकिस कि पिछली अपनी जिंदगी की कुछ चीजें तो ये बता सकता है लेकिन दो मिनट के बाद क्या होने वाला है उसे पता नहीं. मुल्क का सदर है, अटैक आने वाला है उसे मालूम नहीं. बड़े से बड़ा बिजनेसमैन है, दो मिनट के बाद मरने वाला है उसे मालूम नहीं. बहुत बड़ा समझदार है, किसी हवाई जहाज में बड़ी मुश्किल से अपना टिकट कराता है और वो हवाई जहाज आगे जाकर 10 मिनट के बाद में गिरने वाला है उसे पता नहीं.
علم اسکا محدود, سننے کی طاقت اس کے محدود. آدمی ذرا دور سے بات کرے نہیں سن سکتا, قریب میں آ جائے ایک چار بات کر لیں گے ایک کی بھی نہیں سمجھ پائے. اس کی دیکھنے کی طاقت کمزور, اس کی سننے کی طاقت کمزور, اس کا علم کمزور. اب جو ناقص راستہ بنائے گا وہ راستہ بھی ناقص ہوگا. ایک راستہ وہ ہے جو انسانوں نے اپنی عقل سے بنایا, ایک راستہ وہ ہے. ایک راستہ وہ ہے وہ اللہ جس کا علم بہت, جس کا علم زمین و آسمان کے بننے سے پہلے کیا تھا وہ جانتا ہے. اس وقت میں کتنی بارش ہے, یعلم عدد قطر الامطار, بارش کے قطروں کی تعداد کو جانتا ہے. اس سال 2019 میں افریقہ میں کتنی قطرے گرے, بارش نل کی طریقے سے نہیں آتا, قطرے قطرے آتا ہے. افریقہ میں کتنے گرے اس کی تعداد اسے معلوم ہے, ایشیا میں کتنے گرے اس کی تعداد اسے معلوم ہے, آسٹریلیا میں کتنے گرے اس کی تعداد اسے معلوم ہے, اور یورپ میں کتنے گرے اس کی تعداد اس کو معلوم ہے. اس سال پورے سال میں پورے عالم میں کتنے قطرے گرے اسے جانتا ہے. یعلم عدد ورق الاشجار, وہ اللہ اس کا علم اتنا بڑا ہے کہ درختوں کے پتوں کی تعداد کو وہ جانتا ہے. کتنے پتے آئے, کتنے پیلے ہوئے, کتنے گر گئے, کتنے آنے والے ہیں, آئندہ کتنے آئیں گے, اس کی تعداد کو وہ اللہ جانتا ہے. اس کا علم بہت وسیع. زمین کی تہ میں کیا ہے, کالی چوٹی کالے پتھر پر چلتی ہے, اس کو وہ دیکھتا ہے اور اس کی آواز کو وہ سنتا ہے. وہ اللہ اتنا بڑا سننے والا ہے کہ پوری مخلوق آدم علیہ السلام سے لے کر قیامت تک کے لیے جتنی آنے والی ہے اور جتنی آ چکی ہے یہ سب ایک میدان میں کھڑی ہو جائے, ایک میدان میں, اور ہر ایک اپنے من کی مرادیں مانگے. وہ اللہ اتنا بڑا سننے والا ہے, بیک وقت سب کی سن لے. اتنا بڑا خزانے والا ہے کہ اگر سب کو سب کی مانگے دے دے تو اس کے خزانے میں اتنی بھی کمی نہیں آئے گی, جتنی سمندر میں انگلی ڈالو اور انگلی میں جو پانی آتا ہے اتنی بھی کمی نہیں آئے گی. وہ اللہ جب سارے زمانے جب کچھ بھی نہیں تھا وہ تھا, جب کچھ نہیں ہوگا اکیلا وہ ہوگا, وہ زمانہ وہ جانے گا. اس سے کروڑا سال بعد کیا ہوگا, اس اللہ نے ایک راستہ بنایا ہے کامیابی کا, زندگی کے بننے کا, اور زندگی میں دنیا آخرت موت, موت سے پہلے موت کے بعد, قبر میں, میدان حشر میں, جنت میں, آخر میں, ان سب میں کامیابی کے لیے اس نے ایک راستہ بنایا اور اپنے نبیوں کے ذریعے سے انسانوں کو وہ راستہ دیا ہے. تو ایک آواز دنیا میں ہمیشہ اللہ کے بھیجے ہوئے نبیوں کے ذریعے سے دنیا میں چلی ہے, اور ایک آواز وہ ہے جو اندھے انسانوں نے اپنی عقل سے دنیا میں چلائی ہے. یہ دو آوازیں ہمیشہ چلتی رہی.
There have always been two paths that have been claimed for success in this world. That the path that mankind searches for themselves, that with all mankind's deficiencies, with all mankind's weaknesses, that mankind claims that they know the path of success. With all the ignorance, the mankind claims that we know that what is the path or what is the way. The idolaters, the mushrikeen, the kuffar, the people from the time of Nuh alayhi salam and before and after, that all of time, there's always been the people that are claiming that we know the way of success. We know the path that should be done, that should be lived upon. But if you think for a moment that mankind's logic, mankind seeing, mankind has so many deficiencies within themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them as well. But in fact, mankind has a deficiency, first of all, in their sight, that we can't really see much at all. That a person, if he looks in forward direction, then he can't see what's behind him. How can he make a conscious and a proper decision of what should be done at that time when he can't see what's behind him? Or a person, if he looks to the right, then he can't see what's happening at the left. So he can't make a conscious decision of what's the right thing to do if he doesn't look to both sides. And so, first of all, the seeing of mankind is deficient. And then also, the knowledge of mankind is also deficient. The mankind doesn't really know. A person may be very educated, may have a lot of information, may know how the history of yesterday, the past 10 days, or even hundreds of years ago. Their history may be in front of a person, and they may be able to write books upon that or present that in front of the people. But nobody knows what's going to happen in 2 days' time. What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen after a couple of weeks or a couple of months? Nobody has that knowledge or understanding. How can we make a conscious decision of what success and what failure without knowing what's going to happen tomorrow? Without knowing what my needs are tomorrow? Without knowing what my needs are next week? Without knowing what my needs are after a year or a couple of years of time? A person may be a great businessman, very knowledgeable in his own field. But this person, he doesn't know that he catches an aeroplane, and that aeroplane is doomed to fall out of the sky or to have an accident, or his death is imminent. For another person, that he may be driving a car and doesn't know that he's going to some engagement. He doesn't know that his death is imminent on the way. And so mankind's knowledge is also limited and deficient. And because of the limitations and those deficiencies, the mankind can't make a conscious decision and understanding and prepare themselves and others of what is the real path of success. And that's similarly mankind's listening. That the listening of mankind is also limited. If one person is speaking, we can listen to that. If they're speaking in a different language, and even though we're listening, but we don't understand. And if three people or four people are speaking in a language that we do understand, but because they're all speaking at the same time, we say, stop, I can only understand one person at a time. But I can't hear everybody at the same time. So with all these weaknesses, and with all these deficiencies, and with all these limitations and shortcomings, that the path that has been claimed in the past and by mankind, that we know the way of success, that this will always have deficiencies, it will always be a failure. But what is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is great. The path that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has ordained. That Allah tabarak wa ta'ala sees everything. Everything is in the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He sees everything that is in the depths of the oceans. He sees the ants that are in the darkness in the depths of the caves. He sees everything in the seven heavens and in the seven earths. Everything is in the vision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows everything as well. He knows everything that happened in the past. He knows everything that will happen in the future. He knows what our needs are today. He knows what our needs are tomorrow. He knows what our needs are in the grave. He knows what our needs are on the day of Qiyamah. He knows what our needs are in the future, in the past. He knows what our needs are in the different seasons. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows everything of mankind. He knows everything of every single creature that He has created. He knows the raindrops that are falling from the sky. The water, when it pours, it doesn't pour like a glass of water is pouring water or coming out of the hose, but it's drop by drop falls out of the sky. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows how many droplets have fallen in Africa, how many droplets have fallen in Asia, how many droplets have fallen in Australia in the past year, or in the past month, or in the past day. Everything is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows everything. He knows the number of leaves on the trees. He knows the number of leaves that have left the trees and are falling to the ground. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala knows everything that's happening on the face of the earth, between the heavens and the earth and everything in between, in the past and in the present and the future, is a clean slate in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah tabarak wa ta'ala hears everything. He hears the cries of the ants. He hears the fish in the sea, as we said. He hears the cries and the hearts of mankind. If all of mankind were together in one field, all of mankind that has come today, and all of mankind that will come in the future, and they all gathered together in one field, and they all started to make dua. From the depths of their heart, in their own language, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears every single one of them and knows what every single one of them is saying. And if Allah tabarak wa ta'ala were to fulfill the needs and the du'as of every single person, it would not even decrease the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if by taking a finger and then dipping that finger into the ocean and taking that finger out of the ocean, how much water has decreased, that this would not even decrease by fulfilling the du'as of all of mankind. Would not even decrease the treasures of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala by the amount that water has decreased in the ocean by dipping the finger into it. So one path is the path of mankind with all the limitations, and one path is the path that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala taught us through inspiring and through the revelation to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam.
Jo awaaz duniya mein chali hai main yaz kar raha hoon aur do mehnat se chali hai. एक दुनिया के अंधे इंसानों की है जो एक को देखकर दूसरा चल रहा है और यके बाद दीगरे तबाह होते चले जा रहे हैं. एक आवाज वो है जो अल्लाह ने अपने पैगंबरों के जरिए से दुनिया में हर जमाने में चलाई। दुनिया के इंसानों की आवाज ये है कि चूंकि इंसान में मेहनत का जौहर है, ये अल्लाह ने हर इंसान में मेहनत का जौहर रखा है, इसलिए दुनिया का हर इंसान जिसने अपनी जिंदगी का इमाम इन अंधों को बनाया है, वो अपने बच्चों को, और उसकी आवाज यह है कि मेहनत करो। एक फार्मर अपने बच्चे को कहेगा बेटा मेहनत करना है, तो क्या करो अब्बा, उनका फार्म में खेत में जाओ, पानी बराबर दो, खेत पर निगरानी बराबर करो, अब्बा क्या होगा, अनाज फसल अच्छी होगी, फिर क्या होगा, मार्केट में अच्छे पैसों से जाएगी, फिर क्या होगा, हमारे पास पैसे आएंगे, फिर क्या होगा, तो हमारा कच्चा मकान पक्का हो जाएगा, हमारी साइकिल गाड़ी से बदल जाएगी, हमारे कपड़े अच्छे हो जाएंगे, हमारी चीजें अच्छी हो जाएगी, फिर क्या होगा, चीजें अच्छी हो जाएगी तो हमारी जिंदगी कामयाब हो जाएगी। एक ताजिर अपने बच्चे को यही समझाता है जब सुबह ये दुकान पर जाता है, बेटा दुकान पर मेहनत करना, क्या होगा, ग्राहक जितने आएंगे इतना नफा ज्यादा मिलेगा, पैसा ज्यादा आएगा, फिर क्या होगा, तो पैसा ज्यादा आएगा, चीजें ज्यादा आएगी तो जिंदगी कामयाब हो जाएगी। एक स्टूडेंट जब स्कूल जाता है तो उसका बाप उसे समझाता है बेटा मेहनत से पढ़ना, क्या होगा, अच्छे नंबरात से तुम कामयाब होंगे, क्या होगा, तुम्हारा एडमिशन ऊपर की अच्छी कॉलेज में होगा, फिर क्या होगा, तुम्हें ऊंची डिग्री मिलेगी, फिर क्या होगा, उनका तुम्हारा क्लिनिक चलेगा, तुम्हारा ये चलेगा, क्या होगा, उनको उससे पैसे ज्यादा आएंगे, क्या होगा, उनका बंगला बन जाएगा, ऊंची कार आ जाएगी, कपड़े अच्छे हो जाएंगे, खाना अच्छा हो जाएगा और हमारी जिंदगी कामयाब हो जाएगी। ये पूरी दुनिया की आवाज है, आज की नहीं है, पहले दिन से है, कि मेहनत करो पैसा मिलेगा, चीजें मिलेगी, और चीजें मिलेगी जिंदगी कामयाब हो जाएगी। ये आवाज उस दिन से चल रही है और आज तक चल रही है, और ये आवाज वो है कि जिस आवाज के पीछे मेहनत करने वाले जितने गए, नाकाम गए, जितने गए परेशानी का शिकार हो गए, चीजें बढ़ती चली गई, टेंशन खत्म नहीं हुए, चीजें बढ़ती चली गई, परेशानियां खत्म नहीं हुई, चीजें बढ़ती चली गई, दुनिया के फितने और फसाद खत्म नहीं हुए, चीजें बढ़ती चली गई और हर जाने वाला नाकाम होता चला गया और खाली हाथ होकर के दुनिया से गया। उस दिन से बर्बाद हो रहे हैं, आज तक बर्बाद होते चले जा रहे हैं, और कयामत तक जो इस दावत पर चलेगा, मेहनत करो पैसा मिलेगा, चीजें मिलेगी, जिंदगी बन जाएगी, वो पूरा तबका नाकाम होता चला जाएगा। एक वो मेहनत है जो पहले दिन से आज तक और दज्जाल के आने तक और कयामत तक, ये एक नाकाम, नामुराद, खसारा और बर्बाद होने वालों की मेहनत है, जो एक बहुत बड़ा तबका इस रास्ते से जहन्नम का ईंधन बनने के लिए जा रहा है।
That mankind has been claiming from the very first day that this is the path of success, that struggle hard, work hard. But as we mentioned, that mankind is blind and mankind has limitations in their decisions that they make. So any path that they choose for themselves, any path that we choose for ourselves, this path is doomed to failure from the beginning. That mankind is claiming what? That we have that natural inclination inclination in mankind for struggle. Naturally, mankind likes to struggle and has that inclination towards struggle. And so everybody is claiming that if you struggle hard, that you'll be successful. But what does that actually mean? A farmer says to his son, struggle hard and work hard on the farm. He says, why should I, Dad? If you work hard, then you'll have good crops, you'll have a good yield. He says, so then what? If you have a good yield, we can take it to the marketplace, we'll get a good price. He says, then what? We get a lot of money for that. And then what? With that money, we'll be able to upgrade our car, renovate our house, and buy the things that we need. He says, and then what? And then we'll be happy. You see, with all of these things, then we'll be happy. But all of these things are there, but still the problems have not been solved. Still the problems are still there. Still the family is not happy. Or a businessman, he says the same thing to his son as well. That you work hard in the shop, then make sure you give due time to the customers. He says, why? He says, because so your shop can expand and you have a lot of profit. He says, why, Dad? He says, so that you make a lot of money. He says, why, Dad?
so that we can upgrade our car, we can upgrade and renovate our house, we can buy the things that we want, so we become happy. He said, yeah, but all of these things are there, but the people are still not happy. Still not successful. And said, this is just the big matters of dunya, in fact, anyway. But then another person says to his son, then make sure you study hard, son. He says, why, Dad? That you study hard and you get a good degree. He says, so what, then what? Then you get a good degree, then you get a good job, you get a good job, you get a good salary, you get a lot of money. But then you'll be upgrade your wealth, upgrade your life, upgrade your car, upgrade your house, renovate your house, and so forth. The same story as everybody else. And then what happens after that? And then we'll be happy, we'll be successful, we'll be healthy, and so forth. But everybody knows that's not happening. Why? Because this is the path of failure. This was the path of blind people. They say blind following the blind. And in this path we see that mankind is struggling so hard, but still the problems are not being resolved. Still the people are failing in their lives. The failure of dunya is visible in front of us. The problems and the hardships of dunya, the problems are not being resolved, the animosity, the enmity, the difficulties, the disgrace, all the problems of this world are not being resolved. And greater than that, the people are dying with that mindset and leaving this dunya and becoming the coals of the fire of Jahannam. That the greater difficulties and the greater problems that are coming upon mankind are those problems that are going to be faced at the time of death and going to be faced in the grave on the day of the Qiyamah. So there's always been two claims of success and two paths for mankind. One is the path of the blind leading the blind, and one is the path that Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala sent through the Anbiya alayhi salam.
Anbiya ikram alayhi salatu wassalam ke zariye se jo rasta diya hai Allah ne, pehli buniyadi cheez to ye samjhe ki is duniya ko bhi Allah ne banaya hai, uske har cheez ko banaya hai usne. Is insaan ko bhi Allah ne banaya hai. इसके अंदर में क्या क्या है वो बनाने वाला वो है. माँ बाप ने हमको नहीं बनाया, मुझे और आपको, मेरे और आपके माँ बाप ने नहीं बनाया. हम दुनिया में आने के लिए जरूर वो वास्ता है, लेकिन हमारे अंदर की हर चीज जो अल्लाह ने बनाई है वो अल्लाह ने बनाई. हर इंसान के आवाज को अल्लाह ने बनाया है. हर इंसान में उंगलियां, हाथ ऊंचे करो, सबके चार पांच उंगलियां, लेकिन हर उंगली में अलग इस्तेदाद है, हर हाथ में अलग इस्तेदाद है, हर आंख में अलग इस्तेदाद है, हर जबान में अलग इस्तेदाद है. जबान निकालेंगे हम, गोश्त का लोथड़ा सपरा है, लेकिन बाज़ जबाने वो है कि जो एक मिनट में बहुत बड़ी बात को समझा देती है. बाज़ जबाने वो है जो एक छोटी सी बात को समझाने के लिए कई मिनट इनको चाहते. दोनों का गोश्त का लोथड़ा है, उस अल्लाह ने बनाया है. इस्तेदाद उस अल्लाह ने बनाई है. वो अल्लाह हमें जानता है, हमारे अंदर की सलाहियत को जानता है, इस पूरी दुनिया को जानता है, फिर आगे के सारे मराहिल को जानता है. वो ऊंटों के जमाने को भी जानता है, वो रॉकेट के जमाने को भी जानता है, वो दज्जाल के जमाने को भी जानता है, और दुनिया खत्म हो जाएगी वो जमाने को भी वो जानता है. सारे जमाने वो जानता है, सारे इंसानों को वो जानता है, सारी कायनात और उसकी खासियत को वो जानता है. उस जानने वाले ने अपने पैगंबरों के जरिए से, अंबिया के जरिए से इंसानों को एक रास्ता दिया है जिंदगी गुजारने, और उसने भी कहा है कि मेहनत करो, तुम्हारे अंदर में मेहनत का जौहर. जैसे एक बाप बेटे से कहता है मेहनत करो, ये दुनियादार जैसे कहते हैं मेहनत करो, वैसे वहां से भी है मेहनत करो, लेकिन वहां से क्या है, ए इंसान तुझे मेहनत करनी है अपनी जात पर. दुनिया की आवाजें बदल जाती है, कोई दुकान पर मेहनत, कोई खेत पर मेहनत, कोई नौकरी पर मेहनत, कोई कहां पर, यहां हरेक से कहा गया अपनी जात पर मेहनत कर. जो कुछ इस दुनिया में तेरे लिए नताइज आएंगे वो बाहर से नहीं आएंगे, वो तेरी जात से निकलेंगे. इज्जत बाहर से नहीं आएगी, कोई तुझे जलील नहीं कर सकता, कोई तुझे जलील नहीं कर सकता. जिल्लत तेरे अंदर से आएगी. इज्जत तुझे कोई इज्जत नहीं दे सकता, इज्जत तेरे बदन से निकलने वाले आमाल के रास्ते से आएगी. सुकून और राहत
न तुझे एसी दे सकेगा, न तुझे अच्छे बंगले दे सकेंगे, न तुझे अच्छे बिस्तरे दे सकेंगे, न तुझे अच्छे बेड दे सकेंगे। सुकून जो निकलेगा वो तेरी जात से निकलेगा, तेरे अंदर से निकलेगा। टेंशन बाहर से नहीं आएंगे, टेंशन तेरे अंदर से निकलेगा। बाहर सारे अस्बाब राहत के होंगे, सारे अस्बाब सब कुछ मौजूद है, लेकिन टेंशन अंदर से उग रहा है, जो रात को सोने नहीं दे रहा है, जो अच्छा खाना नहीं खाने दे रहा है। वो टेंशन बाहर से नहीं आएगा, वो तेरी अंदर से आएगा। तेरी ये 5-6 फीट की बॉडी है, इस बॉडी को तूने अपनी मेहनत का मैदान बनाया, और इस बॉडी को तूने जैसे मैंने कहा वैसे बना लिया। तेरे अंदर से बरकतें निकलेगी, तेरे अंदर से इज्जत निकलेगी, तेरे अंदर से राहत निकलेगी, तेरे अंदर से सुकून निकलेगा। और अगर तूने अपनी जात को भुला दिया और अपनी जात को छोड़कर दुनिया की चीजों को मेहनत का मैदान बना दिया, तो फिर तेरे अंदर से माल के होते हुए जिल्लत निकलेगी, शक्लों के होते हुए परेशानी निकलेगी, औलाद के होते हुए तू मारा मारा फिरेगा, और सारे असबाब के होते हुए तू खुदकशी तक पहुंच जाएगा, तू खुद अपने आप को मारेगा निकलने वाली चीज। इसलिए तमाम नबियों ने सबसे पहली जिस मेहनत का रास्ता बताया वो या यूहन्ना कुलु ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह तुफ्लिहु। ए लोगों, अपनी जात पर मेहनत करो, और मेहनत करके अपने अंदर के यकीन को सही कर लो, कामयाबी तुम्हारा कदम चूमे।
इंशाअल्लाह तबारक व तआला इज द क्रिएटर। आवर मदर एंड फादर डिडंट क्रिएट अस, our mother and father were the means for us to come into this dunya, but the creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fashioner and the designer. With every person, in every person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a different ability and a different capability. Everybody has 10 fingers, but the ability of every person's hands are different. Everybody has eyes, but the ability or the capability of the eyes in the skills that a person has is different. Every person has a tongue, but the skills that Allah has given to the tongue are different. For example, a person may be able to explain something that's very important in only a few words or a few sentences. Another person may take a few minutes. Another person may take a long time to explain his thoughts or his emotions. So everybody has a tongue, but some people have a better ability to use it, some people have a lesser ability. So all the faculties of the body are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And mankind is using these faculties of his body according to his skills and according to his ability. Mankind is claiming that he used all your faculties of your body upon the assets that are outside of you. And if you struggle and sacrifice and use your faculties upon these things, then you'll be successful. But we saw, as we mentioned earlier, that we're not getting that success. That regardless of all that struggle and regardless of all that effort, that still the hearts are sad, still the people are in loss in this life and the loss in the life hereafter, with blind following the blind or blind advising the blind. But the Ambiya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam advised mankind that you use all the faculties of your body, that you use the effort, as we said earlier as well, that mankind has a natural inclination towards struggle, that mankind can struggle and likes to work hard. Ambiya Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told mankind that you struggle and work hard, not upon the things that are around you, but you struggle and work hard upon yourself. The asset that's within you, you work upon your heart, you work upon how to use your head, you work upon how to use your eyes, you work upon how to use your ears, you work upon how to use the amal in your body to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then as a result of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah controls the conditions on the earth based upon the amal of mankind, if you work upon what's in yourself, on your individual self, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises that Allah will give you barakah, and Allah will give respect, and Allah will give honor, and Allah will give happiness, and Allah will give peace, and Allah will give contentment. All the things mankind is searching for in the material things, but they are not there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give mankind when they make an effort upon themselves, when they make an effort upon themselves as an individual. But if they don't do that,
that after all that struggle upon the material things, that a person sees that still the disgrace is there. A person cannot save himself from disgrace by making effort upon the material things, but disgrace comes from within. A person cannot get respect from the material things, but respect also comes from within. A person cannot find happiness from the material things, but happiness comes from within. A person cannot remove the sadness from the material with the material things, with more money or material things, but sadness is removed from within by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may have all the things that look towards success, that are the signs of success. A person may have the best of bedding in his home, but he can't sleep at night, because sleep comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Contentment comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person may have the best of things around him, but he has so much tension in his mind, so much stress and anxiety, that he doesn't feel like eating any food. There's so many worries and concerns on his mind that he can't sleep at night and stays awake all night. And then some people have reached such a stage, there's so many worries and concerns in their life, that people turn towards taking their own lives. That I can't live and I can't bear this anymore. That I don't want to live on the face of the earth. Why? Because the effort, the struggle that we were making was in the wrong direction. Was the wrong path. Was the path of the blind following the blind. Was the path of the people who were ignorant. And saying that if you made effort upon the material things, then you'll be happy. But that happiness was never achieved. And so the people reach such a stage to say that I'm fed up from that. I want to take my own life. The one path is the path that was given by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. That Allah sent Anbiya Rasulullah Sallam, that this is the path of which all your problems of dunya and all your problems of akhirah will be solved. And that's the path of making effort upon yourselves. The effort upon your own amal and your iman in your heart.
Quran Paak ke 30 paare hain. پہلی آیت الحمدللہ رب العالمین سے لے کر آخری آیت من الجنۃ والناس پورے قرآن میں حق تعالی شانہ نے کائنات کی چیزوں کے متعلق بحث نہیں کہ مال ہوگا تو ہم یہ دیں گے جس کے پاس پیسے ہوں گے ہم یوں زندگی بنائیں گے جس کے پاس سونے چاندی ہوں گے ہم یوں زندگی بنائیں گے پورے قرآن پاک میں دو چیزیں ہیں تم یہ کرو گے تو ہم یہ کریں تمہارے بدن سے نکل تمہارے یہ اعمال یہ نکلیں گے تو ہمارا یہ معاملہ ہوگا اور اگلی قوموں کے واقعات کو بیان کیا حکومت کو لیا فرعون کا واقعہ جو ہے 28 پاروں میں چل رہا ہے 28 پاروں میں کہیں تفصیل سے کہیں اجمال سے کئی صراحتن کئی کنایت حکومت فرعون کے پاس تھی کیوں ناکام تھی حکومت تھی اور حکومت بھی کیسی کہ لوگ اسے اپنا خدا مانتے آج کا حاکم آج کا پرائم منسٹر آج کا صدر وہ اپنی پبلک سے چھپ کے چلتا ہے کہ سامنے جاؤ تو بولی اور آگے بڑھو تو گالی اور وہاں اس کی پبلک اسے بادشاہ بنا رہی بادشاہ کہہ رہی سجدے کر رہی لیکن ان ساری چیزوں کے باوجود حکومت اس کے پاس تھی وہ ناکام سونے چاندی قارون کے پاس ہے کہ جس کے خزانے کی چابیوں کو اٹھانے کے لیے بہت بڑی جماعت چاہیے لیکن وہ سونے چاندی کے ہوتے ہوئے زمین میں دسا بنیاد کیا تھی اس کے بدن سے نکلنے والے اعمال صحیح نہیں قوم سبا باغات کے مالک قوم باغات ایسے نہیں جیسے میرے آپ کے ہیں وہ باغات کی بڑی ماہر قوم ہمارے باغات میں تو پھل پتوں میں چھپ جاتے تھے لیکن ان کے باغات کا یہ حال تھا کہ پتے پھلوں میں چھپ جاتے تھے ایک عورت خالی ٹوکرا لے کر نکل جاتی تھی اس باغ کے اس کنارے سے لے کر اس کنارے تک تو وہاں پہنچتے پہنچتے اس کا ٹوکرا بھر جاتا تھا باغات کی مالک قوم تھی لیکن ناکام ہو گئی
आज दुनिया में जितनी चीजें चलती है लोगों की कामयाबी के साथ, हुकूमत मिल जाए, साफ सोना चांदी मिल जाए, साफ बागात मिल जाए, साफ सनात और हिरफत मिल जाए, कौम समूद के पास क्या था? सनात और हिरफत वाली कौम, साफ ताकत मिल जाए, कौम आद को बताया 60 हाथ का आदमी था, बड़े से बड़े दरख्तों को जैसे हम मिसवाक उठा करके डाल देते हैं, उठा करके फेंक देते हैं। لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ, قرآن کہہ رہا ہے کہ اس کے جیسے ہم نے شہروں میں پیدا نہیں کی, لیکن اپنی طاقت کے باوجود سروں کے بل پٹک پٹک کر کے برباد کر دیے. یہ ساری قومیں, ساری چیزیں ان کے پاس, قوم شعیب تجارت کی مالک نہیں, تجارت کی منڈیوں کے مالک تھے, جس کے بھاؤ تال ان کے ہاتھ میں تھے. मिट्टी को सोने के भाव से बिकवा दे, सोने को मिट्टी के भाव से बिकवा दे. अक्सरियत थी कौम नूह के पास, मेजोरिटी थी. अब हम बर्बाद हो रहे माइनॉरिटी की वजह से. मेजोरिटी थी, माइनॉरिटी में सिर्फ 40-50 आदमी थे या 80 आदमी थे, पूरी कौम थी. कुरान एक एक चीज को बता रहा है. हुकूमत बर्बाद नहीं करती, सुन लो मेरी बात, हुकूमत बर्बाद नहीं करती. इस हुकूमत पर रहते हुए अल्लाह के आवामिर पर चलता है तो वो कामयाब होता है, जैसे सुलेमान अलैहिस्सलाम कामयाब. हुकूमत थी इनके पास. यूसुफ अलैहिस्सलाम कौम मिस्र, उनके मिस्र उनके हाथ में भी आया. हुकूमत कामयाब नाकाम नहीं करती, اس حکومت میں اللہ کے عوامر کو پورا کرتا ہے, خدا اس میں کامیاب کرتے ہیں, اور نہیں تو ناکام ہوتا ہے. مال کامیاب ناکام نہیں کرتا, تجارت کامیاب ناکام نہیں کرتی. قوم شعیب تجارت میں برباد ہوئی, یہ انصاری, یہ مدینہ, حضرت ابوبکر, حضرت عمر, حضرت زبیر, حضرت طلحہ, یہ سب تاجر تھے, کامیاب ہو گئے. سمجھیے میری بات, بنیادی چیز جو قرآن یہ کہہ رہا ہے کہ انسان کے بدن سے نکلنے والے اعمال پر نتائج مرتب ہوں گے اور اس پر اللہ کی طرف سے فیصلے آئیں گے. اس لیے نبیوں نے سب سے پہلی محنت کی, سارے احوال, جتنے بھی پریشان کن احوال ہے, ان احوال کا بننا نہ ملک میں ہے, نہ مال میں ہے, نہ چیزوں میں ہے, نہ باغات میں ہے, نہ صنعت و حرفت میں ہے, اسی میں نہیں ہے. انسان کے بدن سے نکلنے والے اعمال اس پر ہیں. رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی جب بعثت ہوئی ہے, پوری قوم عرب کے حالات انتہائی ابتر, انتہائی ابتر.
تو اللہ تبارک و تعالی ان آیت قرآن never states anywhere that success is in making efforts upon the material things or that the conditions of mankind will change if they have the material things in their hands. Because these are not the signs of success, or nor are they the signs of failure, but these are just the tests and the trials of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In 28 out of the 30 Juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Musa alayhi salam and Fir'aun, sometimes in detail, sometimes in brief, sometimes in passing, and sometimes in elaboration. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the incident of Musa alayhi salam and talking about Fir'aun. Fir'aun had a government, such a governor and such a ruler that the people worshipped him as a god. The people are rulers today, people are governors today, but in front of them the people respect them, and behind them they talk behind their backs and they make fun of them. But the people of Fir'aun, that when they used to come in front of him, they used to bow and prostrate in front of him, and they used to treat him not only as a ruler or a governor, but they used to treat him as a god. But Fir'aun became a failure. Why? Because he didn't recognize the purpose of his life. There are lots of articles that governance, or that having the, controlling the government, or that power and position, did not give success to Fir'aun. Or the people after Qawm 'Ad, that they were the people that were very strong. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, I've never created strong people like that before. That they were able to rip out the trees out of their hands and throw them, the palm trees,
like we throw the miswaks or the small twigs and things that we can pull out of the ground. But that strength didn't help them. But the Nuh alayhi salam's people were the majority. And Nuh alayhi salam himself with the Muslims were the minority. And the people said that, how do you think that as a minority that you'll be successful? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't look to the minority or to the majority. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave success to 80 odd people that were with Nuh alayhi salam and failed the rest of the majority, the nation of Nuh alayhi salam that were disbelievers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Qawm al-Saba, that there were such farmers that no one has experienced before, nor in the past or in the future. That such farms, when we have farms, we see the fruits are hidden behind the leaves. But they had such farms with so much abundance that the leaves were hidden behind the fruits. And a lady used to walk with a basket on her head through the farm and touch the trees or walk through, and the basket used to become full of fruit. And they thought that we're successful because we've understood the best of farming. But there were failures within those farms. Qawm and Shu'ayb were the best of businessmen, that they understood how to do business. They were able to sell dust, as it said, sell dust at the rate of gold, that they were in negotiation and trade, that they were the best of people of trade of all time. And then the people, even of Qarun, of wealth and riches, that so wealthy was Qarun that there used to be a caravan of animals, of camels, that was required to carry just the keys of his treasures. And imagine how much of the treasures they actually were. But all of these people and all of these nations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us of the past, that all of these nations became failures because they felt success was in the material things around them. Success was in government, or success was in business, or success was in farming, or success was in majority, or success was in power, or success was in all these material things and strength. And strength, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put success in these things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put success in his deen. It's not a failure to be a businessman. Don't get us wrong. I respect the elders say that they call me Shoaib were businessmen, but there are failures in that business because they didn't understand the rights of that business, how to do business with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Osman, Hazrat Zubayr, they're all businessmen. The Sahaba Ikram were great businessmen. The Makkah Mukarramah, the Muhajireen were businessmen. But they were successful. They were successful in their business. Because they made the effort not upon the material things that were around them, but first and foremost they made the effort that was that on that which was within them. They made effort upon their iman. The government in itself is not a failure. To be a governor is not to be a failure. But to be a ruler or to be a leader is not in itself to be a failure. But the Sulaiman was the best of rulers. And he was successful within that. Hazrat Yusuf also took over the government of Egypt and was a ruler in Egypt. And he was successful in that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions these stories in the ayat of Quran for mankind to realize and understand that success and failure is not based upon these material things that people aspire towards. But success and failure is based upon that which is in the heart of a person, which is that iman and amal. Then with that iman and amal, in whatever discipline or field a person goes into, then he'll be successful in that field as well.
رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اس امت کو ایسا مبارک دین عطا فرمایا اور آپ نے اس امت کو اپنی نیابت دی کہ بہت تھوڑے وقت میں, یعنی آپ کی جب بعثت ہوئی, وقت مختصر ہے, میں ترجمہ کے ساتھ بات چل رہی ہوں, اس لیے میں اشارے پرانے ہیں, اشارے کرتا ہوا جا رہا ہوں, کہ آپ کی جب بعثت ہوئی تو مکہ مکرمہ کے حالات, قوم عرب کے جو حالات ملتے ہیں کہ جن میں مشکل سے کچھ لوگ تھے جو لکھنا یا پڑھنا جانتے تھے, ظلم کا یہ حال تھا کہ بڑا چھوٹے پر ظلم کرتا تھا, مالدار غریب پر ظلم کرتا تھا, ہوتے 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 ظلم اتنا آگے بڑھ چکا تھا کہ باپ اپنی بیٹی کو زمین میں زندہ زرگور کر رہا تھا, بیت اللہ کا طواف ننگا ہو رہا تھا,
मामूली सी बात पर एक ने दूसरे के घाट पर अपने ऊंट को पानी पिला दिया तो इस पर एक मारता था, वो वसीयत करता था तो इसके मुकाबले में एक के बदले में पांच मारे जाते थे, पांच के बदले में 20 मारे जाते थे। हर मरने वाला ये कहता था कि सामने वाले के मरने वाले की खोपड़ी में तू जब तक शराब नहीं पिएगा मेरी रूह को चैन नहीं मिलेगी। ये इनकी जिंदगियां थी। आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की अच्छा भूख आम थी। साहबा खुद फरमाते तो जंगलों में जाते थे, जंगल के पत्ते खा लेते थे, बाद मरतबा कोई चमड़ा मिल जाता था तो उसे सेक कर उसकी राख को मुंह में डालकर पानी पी लेते थे। बाजे कबाई सब में नहीं था, बाजे कबाई जंगलों में सांप काट कर उसे गिजा बनाते थे। ये हालात थे। ऐसे हाल में हत्ताला शाहों ने जनाबे रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को मबूस फरमाया। आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की पहली मेहनत, कौम भूखी है से देखिए, कौम लड़ रही, कौम जुल्म कर रही, अकल ये कहती है पहले बाबा पेट पे कुछ डालो फिर इबादत की बात करो, पहले लड़ाइयां खत्म करो फिर इसके बाद में पंचायत कायम करो, पुलिस का महकमा कायम करो। आप सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के पहले दिन से एक आवाज है, या अय्युहन नास कुलू ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह कुफ्र। ए लोगो तुम्हारे दिल पर मेहनत करो, इसके अंदर से अल्लाह के गैर को निकालो, अल्लाह को दाखिल कर लो, ईमान अपना बना लो, तुम्हारे हाथ पांव से बदन से निकलने वाले सारे आमाल सही हो जाए। दिल जो है ये पूरे इंसानी जिस्म का बादशाह है। अला फिल जसद मुज़गा इदा सलहत सलहल जसद कुल्लु व इदा फसदत फसदल जसद कुल्लु अला वही खल्क। इंसान के बदन में गोश्त का लोथड़ा है, अगर ये ठीक पूरा बदन ठीक, अगर ये उसमें बिगाड़ पूरे बदन में बिगाड़। इस दिल में किसी काले कलोटे की मोहब्बत आएगी तो ज़बान उसकी तारीफ से नहीं थकेगी और कान उसकी तारीफ को सुनते नहीं थकेंगे, और इस दिल में अगर किसी की नफरत आई तो उसकी बुराई ना करते। दिल में जो चीज आ जाती है तमाम आज़ा और जवारे उसके पागल हो जाते हैं। इसलिए सबसे पहली जो बात है अल ईमान, ईमान क्या है, मल ईमान, अल ईमान मा वक़र फिल क़ल्ब। ईमान वो है जो दिल में जमता है। एक अल्लाह से हो रहा है, इसलिए पहला कलिमा ला इलाहा सबकी नफी कर, न माल से, न पैसे से, न दौलत से, न फुला से, न फुला से, न फुला से, किसी से कुछ नहीं होता इल्लल्लाह, एक अल्लाह से। इस दिल में से अल्लाह के गैर को निकाल कर एक अल्लाह, जहां इस दिल में अल्लाह की जात का यकीन आ गया फिर ये किसी की मोहताजी इसके पास नहीं रहेगी। कोई से डरा नहीं सकता, कोई से मरूब नहीं कर सकता। पहली चीज सरकारी द्वारा सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने 10 साल मक्की जिंदगी में कोई अहकाम नहीं आए, मुसलसल एक ही मेहनत है, एक ही मेहनत है, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, ला इलाहा इल्लल्लाह, और पूरा कुरान उतर रहा है। अगली कौमों के वाकयात बयान किए जा रहे हैं, उनके पास मुल्क था अल्लाह नहीं था, नाकाम कैसे हुए वो, बहुत ही मूसा अलैहिस्सलाम और बनी इसराइल बड़े हालात के शिकार थे, कुछ भी नहीं था, वो इनकी औरतों को जिंदा रखते थे, इनके बच्चों को जबा करते थे, जो चाहे इनसे काम लेते थे, इनके पास कुछ नहीं था, ईमान आया, ईमान की बुनियाद पर ये फिरौन बर्बाद, इसलिए इनके बदन से निकलने वाले आमाल सही हुए, फिरौन बर्बाद हुआ और ये कौम उसको खुदा ने कामयाब किया। अब ये सारे वाकयात बयान किए जा रहे सबसे पहली बुनियादी मेहनत ईमान। साहबा ने उस मेहनत को लिया, लंबा जमाना नहीं गुजरा। ये अरब कौन थे, ये अरब किसी के हाकिम तो क्या बनते, इन पर कोई हाकिम बनने के लिए तैयार नहीं, ये इतने नीचे गए हुए थे कि इनके ऊपर कोई हुकूमत करने तैयार नहीं था। ये वो कौम थी। लेकिन 23 साल का मुख्तसर सा अरसा इस कौम में मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की मानी आपकी बात को सुना, आपकी बात को माना। 23 साल के मुख्तसर पर, 23 साल का जमाना कोई लंबा जमाना नहीं होता, कोई लंबा जमाना। आप बहुत से कहेंगे मां कब आए, अभी आए, कब आए, उनका 95 में आया, अभी आया मौलाना, लेकिन साल गिनो कितने हुए। 23 साल का मुख्तसर सा लंबा जमाना नहीं। ये जितने नीचे थे इतने ऊपर पहुंचे, इज्जत की उन चोटियों पर पहुंचाया कि सबसे पहले तो अल्लाह के रजामंदी का परवाना दुनिया में मिल गया, जो जन्नत में सबसे आखिर में जो नियामत मिलेगी वो जिस दिन अल्लाह कह देंगे ए मेरे बंदो ए जन्नतियों मैं राजी हो गया, तो बस उस पर जन्नती खुश हो जाए। वरना जन्नत देखे ही कुछ लोग कहेंगे अरे कल तेरा बहुत बड़ा शुक्र है, और कुछ और कुछ। फिर जब अल्लाह पाक कहेगा मैं तुमसे हमेशा के लिए राजी हो गया, उस रजा का परवाना दुनिया में मिल गया। 30 साल के मुख्तसर से हक ताला शानहु ने उस कमजोर जमात से वो दीन, वो दावत की मेहनत और मुबारक मेहनत के जरिए से उस कमाल तक पहुंचा दिया कि दुनिया में इनको डिग्री मिल गई और मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने सहाबा के मुतालिक फरमा दिया असहाबी का नुजूम बियाई है मुख्तदई तुम अहतदई तुम, मेरे सहाबा सितारे के मानिंदे, किसी एक को भी पकड़ लोगे हिदायत पा जाओ, हिदायत पा जाओ, उस मकाम पर पहुंच जाए।
In such a period of ignorance and darkness, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what was the life, what was the condition of the Arabs of that time, the people of Makkah Mukarramah, the Quraysh, or the Arabs in general? There's such a total period of ignorance, such a total period of darkness, that there was hardly any few people that knew how to read and write at all. That most of the people were illiterate. And then food-wise, there was no food for them to eat. They were hungry as well. Some of the tribes, outskirts of Makkah Mukarramah, some of the tribes mentioned that they used to eat, if I catch the snakes in the desert and eat the snakes. Some of the people said they used to eat the dead carrion. Some of the people said they will find some leather and would grind the leather into a powder and would drink and eat that powder with the eat that powder with water. And so there was total poverty upon the people as well. There was total ignorance upon them. And then so much zulm, so much cruelty that the people, the master would be cruel to his slave. They had slavery in that time as well. And that people would be cruel to each other. And so much the pinnacle of cruelty that the people would bury their own daughters. The people were doing tawaf, a pagan tawaf, a pagan salat. The pagan tawaf the people were doing in a naked fashion. And then such feuding and such animosity and enmity between the hearts of the people, just reminded them from petty things, that why did the neighbor's camel drink from my fountain? And then the person here slaughter that camel, and then they'd start a feud between these two families, and there'd be so much hatred in the heart that the person who's dying would tell his, advise his sons that make sure you take revenge for that time. And then the people would grow up with such enmity in their hearts, I can't find peace until I drink wine in the skull of my enemy. Such hatred was born into the hearts of the people, such ignorance, such darkness, such a period of time, that Allah Ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that these are the people that you are going to make effort upon. And not only were there no rulers upon them, but nobody even wanted to rule upon them. That there was such a disgraced nation that the rulers that are around the area, the other emperors, the empires that were around at the time, nobody wanted to rule over them, because nobody wanted to take them on board as their subjects. That they were such disgraced people, if you rule upon them, then you'll be disgraced as well. So within this climate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort of Makkah Mukarramah the effort of Makkah al-Kharana was what based upon? The Kalima La ilaha illallah. If you recite the Kalima La ilaha illallah, you become successful. The Prophet didn't try to address all these things that were around him, the poverty, the ignorance, the zulm, all that stuff that we just mentioned. But the Prophet said words inherently within this kalima, that if you make effort upon this kalima, and you bring this into your heart and into your life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the conditions here, and change the conditions for all of mankind. With that yaqeen, the Prophet made effort upon the Sahaba Ikram to bring into their hearts the yaqeen of the kalima La ilaha illallah. That everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any of the makhluk or any of the creation. Everything is in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does what He wants by His qudrat. Allah is the one that controls everything. As you mentioned, Allah sees everything. Allah does everything. Allah owns everything. If you have that kalima la ilaha illallah in your heart, and you have those amal that are pleasing to you, pleasing to Allah in your life, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change your life individually and change our life collectively in this city and in this country and throughout the whole world as well. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam only made effort for a short period of time, 23 years. And if you look at the period of darkness, was so long, hundreds of years. 23 years in comparison, if you look to ourselves, and what Asaf said when we asked the brother, so how long have you been here? The people say, I came in 1995 or something like that. Okay, 20 years, and you count the years, and 20, 25 years, that time has passed very quickly. Within this short period of time, so what have we achieved that we can see around us? How much change has evolved or come? The Prophet was given 23 years of field of work. And the field was at the third day of Al-Qiyamah. But that effort of Makkah al-Mukarramah and that effort in Madinah Munawwarah of 23 years changed the lives of the Sahaba Ikram. Changed them from a disgraceful persona, disgraceful life, climate that they were living in, the Arabs, changed them to the pinnacle of success and the pinnacle of respect and honor throughout the world. And such respect and honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I am pleased with them. They are pleased with me and I am pleased with them as well. When a person enters into Jannah and all the favors of Jannah are opened in front of him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, do you want more? He'll say, yes, Ya Allah, we're searching for more. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gather the people of Jannah and say that today I am pleased with you and I'll never be displeased with you again. And as a result, that there's so much excitement and ecstasy that a person will feel at that time that they've never experienced ever before. That now the certification is there, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that person. And so the Sahaba Ikram came to that position. How? Because of the effort that was made upon the heart. The heart is the ruler over the body. Whatever is in the heart, that is expressed by the faculties of the body. When the heart is happy, the person is happy. When the heart is in love with somebody, then the person wants to hear and goes on continuously hearing the praise of that person, and the love of that person grows in the heart. And when a person has some enmity in the heart or some grudge in the heart, then the person likes to hear the shortcomings. And unfortunately, the person likes to hear the shortcomings and the backbiting about, you know, of somebody. But the heart is that which rules the body. It rules the eyes, it rules the hands, it rules the faculties of the body. And the Prophet ﷺ has mentioned in the words of hadith was to the effect of it, that there's a piece of flesh in the body, if it's good, the whole body is good. And if it's corrupted, the whole body is corrupted. Let it be known that this is the heart, this is the heart. And so the Ambiya and the Prophet ﷺ specifically made effort upon the heart of mankind to establish the yaqeen in the kalima of La ilaha illallah.
میرے بھائیو یہ بہت ہی مضبوط اور محنت ہے جو انبیاء کرام علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام لے کر تشریف لائے اس مبارک محنت کے ذریعے سے صحابہ کی جماعت دینی اور دنیاوی لائن سے دین تو اللہ نے ایک طرف جنت کا فیصلہ اور اپنی رضا کا اعلان کیا جس مقصد کے لیے قربانیاں دی تھی وہ دین और इस्लाम उसको इस तरह चलाया कि आज 1400 साल हो गए। ऑस्ट्रेलिया के जजायर से अजान शुरू होती है और वहां से होते 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 24 घंटे में से शायद कोई घंटा खाली हो कि किसी किसी मुल्क में अल्लाहु अकबर की सलाह बुलंद न होती। ये सारा उस सहाबा की मेहनत के नतीजे में अल्लाह ने इज्जत के उस मकाम पर पहुंचा दिया कि 1400 साल हो गए, लेकिन आज मैं और आप अपने बच्चों के नाम सहाबा के नाम पर रखते। आज अगर कोई कह दे कि सहाबा के पांव का जूता है, हर आदमी अपनी आंख से लगाना चाहता है। इज्जत के उस मकाम पर पहुंचा है और सहाबा ने जितना अल्लाह के दीन के पर लगाया, जितना जमाल हक ताला शानहो ने 23 साल की मुख्तसर सी मेहनत के बाद में दुनिया के बादशाहों के सिकंदर ज़ुल्करनैन के जमाने के खजाने इन सहाबा के कदमों में और मदीना की गलियों में अल्लाह ने डलवा दिए। अल्लाह ने एक निजाम चलाया। ये एक मेहनत है, ये एक मेहनत है, ये पुराणों का मजमा है, ये एक मेहनत है कि 23 साल में इतनी दुनिया का बातिल टूटा। मैं और आप, एक सवाल है मेरा, मैं और आप कोई 40 साल से, कोई 30 साल से, कोई 50 साल से इस दावत की मेहनत में, आलम का बातिल तो क्या टूटता, मुल्क का बातिल नहीं टूटा। मुल्क का बातिल तो क्या टूटता, मेरे और आपकी सिटी का बातिल नहीं टूटा। सिटी का बातिल तो क्या टूटता, मेरे और आपके स्टेट का बातिल नहीं टूटा। स्टेट का बातिल तो क्या टूटता, मेरे और आपके घर का बातिल अभी नहीं टूटा। क्या फर्क है हम में और सहाबा, वही तो मेहनत है जो मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने इन सहाबा को दी थी और 23 साल में दुनिया में दीन फैला। और वही मेहनत, वही दावत, वही तालीम और ताल्लुम, वही खिदमत और इबादत, वही जिक्र इबादत और वही खिदमत, वो चार बुनियादी आमाल जो सहाबा को मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम ने दिए थे, वही बुनियादी आमाल को लेकर मैं और आप चल रहे हैं। वो क्या वजह थी कि जिस वजह से वहां पूरे आलम में हिदायत के दरवाजे खुल गए और बातिल टूटता चला गया। हम उस मेहनत को कर रहे हैं लेकिन अभी हमारे अंदर का बातिल नहीं टूट रहा है। वो क्या फर्क है हम में और सहाबा।
See from the lives of the Sahaba Ikram and the effort of Rasulullah, that within that 23 years of effort and the effort that was made after that by the Sahaba Ikram, the what change Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala brought throughout the world. That deen came into the lives, and the result of that deen that came into the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, that we're seeing the result of that deen even today. So when the Azan is called in Australia, from the islands, the Australia, and from there in the morning of Fajr, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and then moves across the world as the time zone moves and the sun rises. And all throughout the world, maybe there's only a small gap throughout the world, perhaps not even that, where the Azan of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is not being called 24 hours a day. Throughout the whole world, the deen of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has spread. And Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave them so much respect. Those people that were the Arabs that were disgraced, they become such respected and honored people that centuries and centuries later that we name our children after the names of the Sahaba Ikram. If we find any material or anything, any shoe that belonged to a Sahabi, and we pick that up and we cry and we put that on our foreheads. Such respect and honor Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gave, that centuries and centuries later still that we mention them and we say the words of radiallahu anhu, that they respect and honor in the hearts of mankind. And then dunya wise, the Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala changed their condition of dunya as well, that they became so wealthy, the riches of the empires of Persia and the riches of the empires of Rome, that the empires collapsed and those riches from the riches from Dhul-Qarnayn, in fact, even that they came to the feet of the Muslims. All of this happened in a few years of effort, the 23 years of effort of the Prophet ﷺ, and a few years of effort afterwards of the Sahaba Ikram. And now our respected brothers, our respected guests, they say, this is my question to you brothers now. As the brothers are experienced brothers and engaged in the work of Dawat, then we think to ourselves, how much change is really coming to my life, for our life? Somebody's been in the effort of Dawat for 20 years, somebody 30 years, perhaps some of us even 40 years or 50 years. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through that effort of Sahaba Ikram, broke the batil throughout the world, the empires throughout the world, and brought them into the fold of Islam. The battle throughout the world, through my or our 40 or 50 years of effort personally, that the battle throughout the world has not broken, let alone the battle throughout the world, the battle of my country has not broken, let alone the battle of my country, the battle of my state has not been broken, let alone the battle of my state, not even the battle of my own city, or the battle that's within my own home, that false yaqeen that's within my own home, that false environment that's been created in my home has not even broken. Why is that? What is the difference? What's missing? Where's the gap? In fact, if we go in further, we say that in 20 years or 30 years or whatever effort of doubt that we've been engaged in 10 years, whatever it may be, but even the battle within our own hearts, the yaqeen in our own hearts, the false yaqeen upon the material things in our own hearts has not even been broken. So my respected brothers and elders, the question is, why is that? When all this effort is still taking place and we're making struggle and making effort, but why haven't we been able to break that battle within ourselves and within our homes and within the land throughout the world?
Duniya ka ye dastoor hai, kisi cheez ka nafa uthane ke liye aadmi uske taabe hota hai. Students ko kuch banna hai, to isse college aur school ke taabe hona padta hai. Jo taabe hota hai, wo banta hai. अगर दुकान से कुछ लेना है तो दुकान के ताबे होना पड़ता है. अगर खेत से कुछ लेना है तो उसके ताबे होना पड़ता है. अगर जॉब से कुछ लेना है तो उसके ताबे होना पड़ता है. हालांकि ये तो मुकद्दरात है, मिल जाते हैं. सहाबा ने अपने आप को अल्लाह और उसके रसूल की दीन वाली मेहनत के ताबे किया. इसलिए सहाबा फरमाते हैं, बायाना रसूल अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम अला समर व ताअ फिल उस्र वल युस्र मनशतन व मकर. हर हाल में इन्होंने अल्लाह के रसूल सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम की बात को सुना और माना. तंगी थी तो कुशादगी थी, तो जी चाहा तो जी नहीं चाहा तो, जिस हाल में कहा, जिस हाल में अल्लाह के दीन की आवाज लगी, अपने आप को चलाया. जो हुक्म नाजिल हुआ फौरन उस पर अमल हुआ. सैयदना आयशा रजी अल्लाह तआला ने अम्मी जान फरमाती है, रात को देर से पर्दे की आयत नाजिल हुई, देर रात को नाजिल हुई, लेकिन फजर की नमाज में एक औरत को भी बगैर पर्दे की नहीं देखा. सूद की हुर्मत का हुक्म नाजिल हुआ, सूद सहाबा ने छोड़. शराब की हुर्मत का नाजिल हुआ, जो शराब मटकों में थी वो गिलासों में नहीं आई, जो गिलासों में थी वो हाथों में नहीं आई, जो हाथों में थी वो हलक में नहीं आई, वो मुंह में नहीं आई, जो मुंह में थी वो हलक में नहीं उतरी, और जो हलक में थी उसमें भी उंगलियां डाल डाल करके क्रैक करके निकाल दिया. जिस हाल में जिस अम्र का हुक्म आया सहाबा उस पर चले. जो अल्लाह के दीन की मेहनत के लिए जिस हाल में कहा गया, सवारी थी घोड़े पर चले, नहीं थी ऊंटों पर चले, हर एक के पास ऊंट नहीं थे, बारी बारी से चले, ऊंट एक भी नहीं था, पैदल चले, सवार पैदल में जूते नहीं थे, पैदल चले जूते नहीं थे, बगैर जूतों के चले, अंदर से खून बहने लगा, कपड़े फाड़ फाड़ कर चीथड़े बांधने लगे, लेकिन अल्लाह के नबी से ये नहीं कहा कि हम नहीं चल पाते. हर हाल में अल्लाह के हुक्म को माना और हर हाल में चले, जिसका नतीजा ये हुआ कि दुनिया को हिदायत मिलती चली गई और बातें दुनिया का टूटता चला गया. मेरे भाइयों, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह ये आमाल हमारे पास भी है, लेकिन वो बुनियादी चीज है, वो बुनियादी चीज है कि हमने इस तबलीग को अपने ताबे कर दिया. साल का चिल्ला आया, हालात ठीक है तो चिल्ले में चले गए,
हालात ठीक नहीं है तो चिल्ले को डू कर दिया, तीन दिन का मसला आया हालात मुआफिक है तो ठीक है, मुआफिक नहीं है तो तीन दिन को छोड़ दिया, गश्त में वक्त मिला तो कर लिया, नहीं मिला तो इसे छोड़ दिया, तालीम का वक्त मिला तो कर लिया, इसे तबलीग नहीं कहा करते, इसे तबलीग नहीं कहा करते, इसे खेल कहा जाता है। जो चीज रोज की जाती है पाबंदी से की जाती है उसे जॉब कहा जाता है, उसे अमल कहा जाता है। और संडे के दिन या किसी कौमी दिन में अगर बच्चे खेलते हैं उनसे पूछते हैं आज बेटा स्कूल नहीं गए, उनका नहीं आज तो वैकेशन है, आज आज छुट्टी है इसकी वजह से हम नहीं गए, उसे खेल कहा जाता है। मर्जी में आए तो किया जाए, मर्जी में ना आए तो न किया जाए, इस पर नतीजे नहीं आया करते, इस पर बातिल नहीं टूटा करता। तबलीग का धोखा तो मुझे और आपको लग सकता है, लेकिन वो तबलीग जिसकी बुनियाद पर अल्लाह की मदद आसमान से आती है और हक दुनिया में चलता है और बातिल खत्म होता है और आदमी की दुआओं पर आसमान से फरिश्ते उतरते हैं, वो तो जब अमल को बनाया जाता है उस पर अल्लाह फैसले करते हैं। हम हालात से घबरा जाते हैं, हालांकि मेरे दोस्तों ये रास्ता वो है जिस रास्ते में इम्तिहान होता है, और इम्तिहान हमेशा तरक्की के लिए आया करता है। इम्तिहान आदमी को नीचे गिराने के लिए नहीं आता। बच्चा पांचवी क्लास से छठी में जाना है, बीच में एग्जाम आता है, अगर इस एग्जाम को न लिया जाए तो ये पांचवी से छठी में नहीं जा सकता, बगैर एग्जाम से छठी से सातवीं में नहीं जा सकता। ऐसे ये ईमान वाला है, एक तकाजा खुदा डालेंगे, थोड़े से हालात डालेंगे, फिर देखेंगे इस हालात से मुतासिर है या मुझसे दुआएं मांग के मुझसे मुतासिर है, इस हालात से निकल पड़ा तो फिर इसकी तरक्की हो जाती है, फिर यह हाल दोबारा नहीं आता, यह हाल दोबारा नहीं आता, ये बढ़ता चला जाता है, बढ़ता चला जाता है। फिर इसकी दुआओं पर इसके अपने मसाइल नहीं, इसकी दुआओं पर आलम के मसाइल हल हुआ करते हैं। ये जब होता है मेरे दोस्तों कि आदमी उस बुनियाद पर तय करता है कि साहब हर हाल में इस दीन की मेहनत के तकाजे को पूरा करना है, वो बनता है, उसका घर बनता है, और उसके जरिए से खुदा उसकी नस्लों को चमकाता है, और उनके जरिए से खुदा आलम में दीन को फैलाता है।
And so when a person makes effort to find things around him on a day-to-day basis, that he has to follow some rules and some usul, that he has to follow the rules of the game or the rules of that which is engaged in. If a person is farming, he can't do farming his own way, but there's some rules to farming and some principles that he has to follow if he wants to yield the results. A person who wants to engage in business, he can't do things his own way, but there's some principles and some things that a person has to follow. And then when a person follows that, then he gets the results. So this is what we see in dunya, that everything has its rules and has its principles that we have to follow. So similarly with this effort of deen and the effort of dawah, that it has its own rules, it has its own principles. It has its own way and methodology. That if we follow in that way, and we're obedient to that, and following in that in a disciplined way, then we'll see the results of that. The results in our own life, the results in our family life, the results in our country, in our city, and the results throughout the whole world. But if we do the work according to our own desires and our own way, and we don't follow that methodology, but we do it the way that we feel like in our own method, then we won't be able to see the results, we won't be able to see the results of that. This is the fundamental difference of the sacrifice that Sahaba Ikram were making. That they made sacrifice, but they also had obedience. And they also followed the principles of the Asul. That they said to the Prophet that we make bait upon you. And they said, the Sahaba Ikram said, that in all conditions that we're ready to do, in other words, they said, words in effect for it, they said, in all conditions we're ready to make the effort of doubt and the effort of deen. Whether we feel like it or we don't feel like it. Sometimes a person feels like it, sometimes a person doesn't. Sometimes we feel up and sometimes we feel down. But they said, whether we feel like it or we don't feel like it, but it won't stop us from this effort. Whether you progress us or you put us forward or you put us back, it won't stop us from this effort. Whether you make us responsible and the leader, or you make us one of the subjects, or make us one of the common people, it won't stop us from this, because we're doing it for our love for you and our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a result, we see from the lives of the Sahaba Ikram, the way they had camels, they were riding on the camels. If they didn't have camels, they only had a couple of them, they would ride turn by turn.
If they didn't have a camel at all, they would be walking. And some of them were walking, if they had shoes, they were wearing. If they didn't have shoes, they were walking barefoot. And some of the Sahaba Ikram mentioned that because of walking barefoot, that they had blisters on their feet. And so they got their material, they got some material, and they wrapped it around their feet, and they continued walking in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not one of them ever did they complain to the Prophet that this is too hard, or we can't do this, or we're not going to do this. So because of their sincerity, because of their discipline, because of their sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala utilized them to change the conditions that they were living in themselves totally, collectively, and then to change the condition of the face of the earth, so they became the source of a hidayat for generations and generations and for mankind until the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that's what's required from us as well. That we do this work responsibly, and we do this work with discipline, and we do this work with obedience, and we don't make the work subservient to us, but we make our work ourselves subservient to the work. What does that mean? That when a person takes something as his responsibility, then he is regular in that. And he doesn't give that up. For example, a person goes to work every day. He knows the time that he has to get ready, he knows the time that he has to reach, he knows the time that he finishes. Because it's in his daily routine, it's my responsibility, I'm going to do that. Similarly, a student that goes to school, they know this is the time I have to get up, time I have to get there, time I have to finish in class and so forth. And so they make their day in a disciplined way and following the routine that's in front of them. And then you see the people on the weekends, that the weekends the people are playing sport, or after hours they're playing sport. You might see a child on the weekend, they're playing basketball or playing sport. And you say, aren't you at school today? And the child says, no, today is the day off. Today is the holiday, that's why we're playing. So don't make this effort of da'at into a play or into a hobby. When I find time, I do it. When I don't find time, I don't do it. When I feel like it, I do it. When I don't feel like it, I don't do it. As a player, as a game. But we take it as a responsibility. And we bring that discipline into our life. And that obedience into our life. And then we'll be able to see the change that comes into my life personally. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will use us to bring that change into our household, into our city, into our state. And Allah will use us to bring that change to all of our, throughout our country and throughout all of mankind.
Mere bhaiyo, ये अल्लाह ने बहुत जबरदस्त एक मेहनत पे मुझे और आपको लगाया है, बहुत जबरदस्त मेहनत पे अल्लाह ने लगाया है, जिस मेहनत की तासीर बड़ी जबरदस्त है। आज भी ये पूरी दुनिया में ये जो कुछ इनकलाबात नजर आ रहे हैं, कौन कह सकता था 1970 से पहले के हालात ऑस्ट्रेलिया के पूछो लोगों से, ये क्या है? एक मेहनत है, जिस मेहनत पर कुर्बानी देने वालों ने कुर्बानी दी थी, पता नहीं वो क्या क्या बेच करके आए थे, इनके हालात में आए थे, खुदा ने उनमें से एक को उजाड़ा नहीं। ये मेहनत वो है जिस मेहनत पर उजड़ना नहीं है, इस मेहनत पर आबादी है। आप देखते हैं उजड़ना, लेकिन एक भी नहीं उजड़ा। हो सकता है आपकी मस्जिदों में, आपके इलाकों में बहुत से लोग आए हो, ये साहब मैं बड़ा कारखाने वाला था, मैं उजड़ गया हूं, मेरी मदद करो। मेरे यहां सैलाब आया, मैं उजड़ गया हूं, मेरी मदद करो। हमारे यहां 2002 में हालात आए थे, रमजान में मैं चल रहा था, एक आदमी आया, उसने कहा पिछले साल मैंने 25 लाख रुपए जकात के तकसीम किए थे, इस साल मौलाना मैं खुद जकात ढूंढ रहा हूं। हालात बदल गए, लेकिन एक आपको अपनी मस्जिद में नहीं मिलेगा कि अल्लाह के दीन की मेहनत पर चलता गया, मुजर गया, मेरी मदद करो। इसको जो कुर्बान होता है, नजर आता है तो कुर्बान होता है, लेकिन उसको तो अल्लाह आगे बढ़ा देता है। दुनिया क्या कहती है, दुनिया क्या कहती है कि हलीमा सादिया ने मोहम्मद रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम को दूध पिलाया, सही। लेकिन अगर बारीकी से देखे तो हलीमा के बेटे को मोहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम के बरकत से दूध मिला है। उनके अपने बेटे के लिए दूध नहीं, उनके अपने खानदान के लिए नहीं। ये दावत की मेहनत है, इस दावत की मेहनत पे जो कुर्बान होता है वो बढ़ता चला जाता है। खुदा उसको बनाते हैं,
یہاں تک کہ جیسے صحابہ محنت کرتے 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 اس مقام پر پہنچے کہ بغیر کمائے خدا نے پیسے کے قدموں میں ڈال دیے. پھر آگے بڑھے تو بغیر پیسوں کے خدا نے چیزیں دے دی, اور پھر آگے بڑھے تو بغیر چیزوں کے خدا نے کام بنا دیے. یہ راہ راہ نبوت ہے, یہ راہ راہ نبوت ہے. اس میں جو قربانی کی بنیاد پر آگے بڑھتا ہے, نظر آئے گا اجڑ جاؤں گا, نظر آئے گا برباد ہو جاؤں گا, لیکن اس راہ میں کوئی برباد نہیں. اس لیے میرے دوستوں اور بھائیوں, زندگی بھر کے لیے ان کو اپنی زندگی میں لانا, اور ایک بات طے کرو اللہ کی مدد کی بنیاد پر کہ مجھے یہ کرنا ہے, اور پھر اس پر جمو, اللہ کی مدد آئے گی. اب ہمت کے ساتھ بھی یہ مجمع طے کرو, ابھی سے لے کر کے دسمبر کی پہلی تک, یہ آپ کے یہاں نقد ہے, یہ طے کرو اس مجمع میں سے اپنی ذات سے مجھے 4 مہینے لگانا ہے, اور میری ساتھ میں مجھے 4 مہینے کی جماعت بنانی ہے. اللہ کی مدد کے وعدے پر طے کرو گے, اللہ کی رحمت کا ہاتھ پکڑ لے گا اور اللہ کی رحمت کا ہاتھ چلائے گا. اب ہمت کے ساتھ میں بولنا شروع.
Allah Tabaraka Taala has given us a great work and revived the great work in our era, in our time. And the effect of this work is very deep as well. And look at the majma in front of us that many, many years ago people came here in Jamaat. And respected all day saying that I know those people. And I can tell you that they came with a lot of sacrifice. Don't know what they had to sell, how they had to make arrangements to come here in Jamaat in that time, with no one to receive them and no one to guide them. But I can also tell you that their lives weren't destroyed, that their lives didn't waste away, but Allah put more barakah in their lives. That it seems as though in front of us, that when a person makes sacrifice for deen, that it seems that because he's spending his money, he's spending his time, that his life is being destroyed in front of him, or his life is wasting away, or is wasting his resources. But this is certainly not the case. Allah Ta'ala puts us through these trials to progress us, to give us an advancement, like a person goes from one class to another class. So Allah Ta'ala tests a person to progress from one stage to another stage. But we do see people of dunya though, the people of dunya whose lives have been wasted away, or people whose lives in dunya have suffered some great loss. Respected Allah said that I met one person who said to me that last year I gave 2.5 million rupees in zakat. He was such a wealthy person. He said, but the conditions changed, the business and collapsed and so forth, that this year I'm eligible to receive zakat. And how many countless examples of that would have in our own masjids, that we see somebody maybe very wealthy or somebody in a very high position, and then conditions change upon that person, and that person became very poor, or that person became very sad, or the person lost his job, or whatever it might be. But the result is not because of this effort of da'wah, that we see those that are making sacrifice for the deen of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Allah puts them through trials, but Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala never wastes that effort. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala gives the reward of that effort in this life, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gives the reward of that effort in the life hereafter. But what's required from us is sacrifice. And so we have to take that courage and give our names and express our intentions. And through that, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala put the barakah into our life through that sacrifice. And it's not first that we make, that we ask that Allah give us the barakah, then I'll make sacrifice. But in fact, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala wants us to make that sacrifice first. When we read the incident of Hadar Halima Al-Anha, that she best friend the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in actual fact, if you look at it from another angle, the Ulama Ikram say that because of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, her own family were given so much barakah. Her own goats were given barakah, were given milk. Her own other son, who was the foster brother, or the foster, her foster brother of the Prophet ﷺ, that because at that time Halima al-Anha had no milk in her chest to feed her own family. And she had a poor household to feed her own family. But because of bringing the Prophet ﷺ into her household, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala filled that household with barakah. So when we make that sacrifice and we make that effort of deen, effort of da'wah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will change our conditions. And even though it may look as though that we're putting ourselves at loss, but no one has ever been at loss for making the effort from the deen of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And so for this brothers are requested, inshallah, that we with courage, that we stand up and we give our names and we give our intentions for the Jamaat. 4 months in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn that fikr and to recognize that fikr and concern of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to revive that throughout the whole world. Brothers are requested, inshallah, first and foremost to stand up. Then brothers are ready for 4 months, inshallah, immediately in the path of Allah.
Inshallah, who is ready?